I just want to be a fry cook, but the world demands more from me than eggs and pancakes. Hi guys, welcome to the Fangover podcast, where we romance all things that go bump in the night. I'm Suzanne from Under the Covers, and I am joined by...
Francesca from Under the Covers.
So Stephanie couldn't make it today, so you just have the delightful me and the delightful Francesca today. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Odd Thomas by Dean Kuntz, which is the first book in the Odd Thomas series. This was my pick, and I picked it for a couple of reasons. One, because I thought we needed shaking up a little bit, so I picked something that's completely different to anything we have read before. So for a start, it's actually written by a male author and isn't really a romance, but there is kind of a love story in it. I would actually call this an urban, to me this is actually more of an urban fantasy. And two, I watched a film like ages ago, and ever since I've meant to read the book, and this gave me a fabulous excuse to read it and make other people read it as well. So that is why I picked it up. And I also got them to read the book and watch the film so that we can talk about both. So I wanted to see, do you read many books recently where romance is not the central force of the book? As I said, romance, this isn't a romance book. Romance isn't this point of this story, although their love is a theme in the book. So did it make you wary of starting it? So I mean, I obviously picked it and I already knew it wasn't a romance, and so romance books are probably my number one love, but I do also really love urban fantasy and thrillers, and just plain old fantasy, which aren't romantic fantasies. So for me, it's fine. There doesn't have to be romance in a book for me to enjoy it, although I do kind of like romance to be in books as well. So I was fine about starting this book because it was my pick. Francesca?
So I was not wary at all, just in the sense that I do read urban fantasy. I do read books that romance is not the main focus of the story. I read books where there is no romance. Like you said, I also read thrillers. I read women's fiction. I read historical fiction. So I'm quite all right with there not being any romance in the book. I was excited in the sense that I've wanted to read Dean Kuntz for a while. What made me wary of the book is the fact that it's a male author. I tend to do better with female authors. I don't know why. Something about the writing style. So actually, that's why I was wary of reading this book. It had really nothing to do with the fact that there was no heavy romance in it.
So it's weird because when I when I first started reading, when I was a young teenager, I rarely read female authors. It was all basically all male fantasy authors. Until I was 18 or 19, I'd rarely read any book with a female author. So it kind of just feels familiar territory. But I do agree, there's definitely a difference, I think, when you're reading a male author to a female author.
Yeah, especially when the male author is trying to stick in some romance. They do it so differently that, I mean, it's happened to me where I don't know whether the author is male or female. They're just using initials and there's really no information about the author. It's just a pen name that you don't know who it is. And I've gone into those without knowing that it was a male author and having issues with the writing style. And then later on, years later, finding out that it's a male author. And I'm like, aha, now it makes sense to me.
Yeah. I don't think I've read a romance book by a male author before. I'm trying to think of one.
Well, the one I'm thinking is M.L. Buchanan or Buckman or something like that. It's a romantic suspense series. And it really felt so different. But this was when the first book came out, and you really didn't know that that was a male author. So
yeah. So let's dive into like the writing or what each of you think. So and a point of view. So it's told first person from Odd Thomas's point of view. Maybe I should do a quick synopsis of like the book.
Yeah.
So that so Odd Thomas is this 20-year-old guy who can see, I guess, ghosts. He can see the dead, and often they come to him when there's been a violent crime, and he'll like basically help catch the culprit. So he will lead the police to the culprit, and it's all set in like this like really small town called Peekamundo. And he likes to keep his life simple. So he's like a fry cook. He doesn't have any credit cards, doesn't have a car, because he keeps it simple because his life can get really complicated. And then he has a girlfriend called Stormy I can't say her surname very well. Lowen. I can't say it. He has a girlfriend called Stormy, who like he thinks they're like soulmates, and it's a really cute relationship. But he realizes, because he sees all these like something he calls bodaks, which are these really dark ghosts which descend on a town or descend on people when something really terrifying is going to happen. So he starts seeing them around town, and then realizes that something big and evil is about to happen, and it's about him trying to stop that. So anyway, brief synopsis of the book. So let's get into the actual book. So the writing, what did you think? Point of view and pacing. So I haven't read Dean Koontz before, but what did you think about like his style, and like how he told the story? So I thought the point of view was interesting because it's from Odd Thomas's point of view, but he is like telling you the story because it's happened in the past, and he's trying to write the story down to let you know what happens. And he lets you know right at the beginning that he's an unreliable narrator. So you know, in some things he might be trying to conceal stuff, and you do find out exactly what he was trying to conceal like right at the end. I really liked it, and I bet you that Francesca didn't, because it so I liked it because it kind of had like this meandering like feel to it. It was fairly slow paced throughout like most of the book. As you get to know Odd Thomas and like the way he thinks, the way he looks at the world. So it was quite like a slow meandering book as you go around, as you're basically following Odd round town as he speaks to all the different like interesting characters and tries to find out, you know, what's going to happen and like how he can stop it. And then you also just see into how much he loves Stormy and how much he dreams of their future life together, which I really loved those bits as well. So I really liked it, but I am aware that it was quite slow, and I wonder if it makes me wonder if the second book is the same, or this was just a setup for the rest of the series and we won't get that like slower pace meandering tone as he like wanders around town because he's already done it. But no, I really liked it, but I will eat my hat if Francesca did. So so Francesca,
so
what did you think?
So what's funny about this is that I just said how I was scared of the fact that it would be a male author, and I don't do as well with male authors, but it actually felt like that issue that I usually have with a male writer style, I didn't have that problem with this book. So I don't know. I guess it's like they're usually the ones that I've read come across like really dry in how they write. And this one didn't. Like it had all the elements that I should have liked writing style wise. However, like you said, it was very slow and it was very meandering, and that is just something that I don't like. So I was quite bored for most of the book, which it has nothing to do with the writing style and more like with the pacing and how he decided to tell the story. Like I actually didn't have a problem with, you know, how the writing flowed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I was coming out of, like, the flow of the writing, but it was just so boring. and another thing that it kept, like, aggravating me is the fact that I feel like I wanted this book to really be either really thriller-like, like really mystery and suspense and all of that, or really funny. And it sort of lives in like this in-between land between the two of them. And the fact that it like it wouldn't pick one was really aggravating me. Because like there would be a joke and I'm like, it's cute funny, but not like hilarious funny. And at the same time, I'm like, but it's kind of like not the time to be funny, you know? Yeah. So it's like either go one way and just be completely off the wall, or stick to what you're trying to portray here, because it's a serious situation and there should be danger. And like, I want to feel that suspense. So I wasn't feeling the suspense. And it sort of left me like, meh. Yeah.
It was like quirkily horrifying, right?
Right,
like,
right.
I personally
not horrifyingly enough.
Oh, some of the like imagery in it, and like so right at the beginning, you find out about the little girl. I say like teenage girl. He was like raped and strangled, and it was like really quite horrifying. Then he goes into some in depth about how disgusting like this dead body
is.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And it like it's like.
There is quite a bit of description.
But then I think I just liked Odd's attitude towards it. I don't know. Like, it seems like something he sees a lot. So you have to, like, his defense mechanism is often, like, goes back onto, like, his humor.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
But no, I didn't think, like, as I started reading it, I was like, oh no, Francesca's not going to like this. It's not, like, the pace isn't fast enough, and he goes off on too many, like, tangents.
Yes, like, yes. You know me so well.
yeah, because this was, I haven't read this book before, so I didn't know that about like his style, like this is how that was written. So,
although I am curious, like how you said the second book, I wonder if it's the same, because like I said, it's not like I had a problem with the writing, you know, like there's some authors that like you're trying to read something and it like they write so jarring that it really throws you off. So that was not the case with this. So I would be curious to see how the second book is, because I feel like if the pacing and like the focusing is a little bit better, it might be something that I would enjoy.
Yeah.
So if you read book two, keep me posted.
I'll let you know. So we've spoken a lot about like the pacing, but obviously it's told from Odd's point of view. What did you think about his character? So as you can probably tell, I really liked Odd Thomas's character. He was like, he was quirky and, like, he had seen some really, like, dark things, but he was also curiously, like, innocent and, like, had a really, like, nice way of looking at the world. I don't know. I found his character to be, like, really, like, charming, and I wanted all the good things to happen, like, for Odd Thomas, especially because you see his personality and then you get to know a little bit about like his upbringing and his parents, and it's completely horrible. And then you see Odd and you're just like, oh, he's amazing. I loved him. He definitely like one of my favorite protagonists, I think, that we've read. And it was that mixture of like darkness and light that was in his life. So I really enjoyed. How about you?
I think that he was the best thing about this whole story. I really liked him. He was, like you said, really quirky, really innocent. And I think for somebody that sees so much ugly and the worst of human nature, he seemed like he wasn't jaded, you know, about the whole thing, which is pretty amazing. And he felt like he had to do the right thing, you know, instead of just, well, let me try to get on with my life and block all this stuff out. He just was compelled to stop things from happening, or seeing things brought to justice. So I really liked his character. I thought he was adorably quirky. And he was really sweet. Like, in when we talk about Ott and Stormy's relationship, I really liked seeing him like in that capacity, you know, like how much he loved her, how much he cared about her. So overall, great protagonist. Yeah. I really liked him.
Yeah, because he didn't have like the naivety either that can often go right when someone tries to do an innocent character. Yeah. Because he wasn't like naive. He just chose to look at the world from a slightly different angle.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was really good. He really like drove the story forward.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I really liked about Odd was how open he was about his feelings towards Stormy, who is his girlfriend since he was 16, I think, and he's 20 now. I just really loved it. So this wasn't a romance, but like there was, like I said, love was a theme in this story, and it was like Odd and Stormy's relationship. So yeah, I don't really know what to say. So I just really enjoyed it. It was just really cute. How about you?
I really like their relationship, because I feel like also Stormy was like the perfect type of character to like for him to have a relationship with. And so I think like their personalities mesh really well. However, the name, every time they would say Stormy, and oh my God, I can't. So I couldn't. I'm like, what? Odd and Stormy. I don't know. Odd Stormy. I don't know. Like, the combination was not working for me.
I hadn't even thought of that, because her real name was, like, Bronwyn, wasn't it?
And then, like, the whole Elvis thing. So between Odd, Stormy, and Elvis, I was like, oh, God, again. Why this combination? However, their relationship was really adorable and cute. And actually, one of my favorite scenes was when, like, she agrees to marry him, and then he was like, well, I've asked you so many times and you haven't answered. And she said, I can't remember exactly like what she said, but she was like, well, obviously the answer is yes. So
yeah.
I like how like that fit perfectly to how their relationship was. It wasn't like typical, but it was 100% yeah, like them. So I really liked their relationship.
Yeah. He was like, I liked, it seems weird, but I liked hearing in him like lust after her, mm-hmm, yet still have like a normal like 20-year-old guy, yet he still had this massive respect for her, because they had never had sex, but like it is kind of gone into, because there are some really like dark things that have happened to some of the characters in this book, and you don't really realize it because the tone that like Odd Thomas keeps within the story is fairly light, but they were like the perfect complements to each other's personality, which makes some of the things in this book that happens at the end made me cry. So Francesca watched the film.
Yes.
So did you think it was like a good adaptation of the book, or did you even like prefer like the film to the book? And I did put in brackets, did either one make you cry? So I liked both the film and the book. I think the film did a really good job of distilling all that like meandering, slower paced stuff that happened in the book. Because the film was fairly short, it's like an hour and a half. And then put all like the best bits, some of the dialogue directly like from the book as well, into the film. So you really get like the vibe that Dean Koontz was going for, but just in a shorter time. And I really like the guy who played Odd Thomas, and I've forgotten his real name now, but he's the guy that got crushed by his own Jeep, and he's in like the Star Trek films. So that was sad.
Sad. Yeah.
But no, it was a good, I really enjoyed the film and the book.
Did either make you cry?
Yeah, both made me cry.
Aww.
Even though I knew what was coming in both of, I didn't the first time I watched the film, but like the second time I knew what was coming, but it still made me cry.
And you don't cry?
I don't cry, especially at films. But Like, it was just so sad because they'd set everything up, and I don't want to spoil it in case you guys decide to like read or watch it, but they set all this stuff up and you understand now why he's an unreliable narrator, and it's just like, oh my god. And then you realize there's a whole series, and then I'm like, oh, I wonder what happens. So what did you think?
So don't kill me, but the movie was so much better than the book. And I think it goes back to exactly what you were saying. The movie did a really good job at cutting out all the BS and just giving you all the good bits of the story. Where if probably that book would have been a little bit shorter, it could have done the same and it would have kept my attention better. I still don't think it's like, I had the same issue with the movie as with the book, meaning I wanted it to either be comedy or horror, and it was like in that in between. So I don't do well with the in betweens. I want it to be like hysterical and or to be like really suspenseful, and I feel like it had moments of both but not at the extreme of either. So it was like a nice light kind of movie, I guess. But I did. I prefer the movie, and I don't know why. Like, usually I can cry with anything. I didn't cry with either.
What the hell?
I mean, I was sad, but it didn't make me cry, and I found that it was so odd. No pun intended. Because I usually cry really easily. I don't know.
It made me cry.
I feel like with the book, though, it's because I was so bored that I didn't have that emotional connection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm blaming it on that.
I can't decide which I prefer, the book or the film, because I like them both. Yeah. It was definitely like a good adaptation, because it would have been an awful film if it had 100% like followed the book.
Yeah.
But I thought it did a good job, and I liked how it visualized the Bodax as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was different, like in my head, but I liked the way they did it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
same.
Oh, at least you liked one of the things.
Well, again, it's not like I hated the book either. It's just I was a little bored, but.
Yeah. Yeah, we still need to quest on for a book that we all like.
Yes, that's still for debate.
Yeah. But I mean, my next thing is, would you read on in the series? I mean, I will. I definitely plan on reading the next book because I just want to see. Because this would have worked okay as a standalone. Like it felt like it didn't need a series, but it is a series. I think there's like six books.
Oh wow!
I don't know if he's still publishing in this series or not, but I'm like curious to see like where it goes next. So at the end of a film, he's going off to Las Vegas, but I when I looked at the blurb of the second book, he's still in Pico Mundo. So it'd be interesting to see where the series goes. And like, 'cause I wonder if the pace like ups now that we kind of have all the background about the town and all the people in it. So yeah. I mean, would you read on? I think I know the answer.
Well, I kind of already said that, but
if
you tell me that the pacing changes, I would. If it stays just about the same, then I would say no.
Yeah. Okay. So are there any books or series kind of similar to this, maybe with added romance in, maybe not, that you would recommend to people? So I would recommend the Alex Veris series by Benedict Jacka, which is a urban fantasy series where we have there isn't really any romance in it. I haven't read all the books in it, so I don't know if anything like develops further on in the series. But it's basically about like a mage. It's set in London, I think. Yeah, it's London. So yeah, it's just like a urban fantasy with where the hero is like a mage, and each book has like a different plot to foil, like it has like a different story. But no, it's really good. It's like an action, it's like a faster pace than this, but it's like an action-packed urban fantasy, like based on like mages and stuff. It's real good, and I recommend it. Also, if you want like something a bit more vintage, there's the Dresden Files by Jim Butcher, where again we have like a male magic user protagonist going off in adventures in each of his books. I've only actually read the first one, but I did really enjoy it, and I keep meaning to read the rest of them, but I never quite get round to it. But I feel like they're not quite as quirky as Odd Thomas, but they have like, they're written by men, they have male protagonists who are all like you paranormal in their own way, so they were really great. I recommend those. Francesca?
So I'm gonna give you a recommendation that I love that I know Suzanne is not quite a fan of. However, when I was reading this book, that's the only thing that kept popping up in my mind, because I feel like it's one of those books, like what I said before, you have to pick, for me, you have to pick whether you're gonna be hysterical or thriller. So I'm going to recommend the Charlie Davidson series by Jorinda Jones. It's an urban fantasy series. It does have romance. The romance develops throughout the series, but the couple do get together, I would say, early on in the series. So then they continue on while, you know, they're together having like their together issues. I don't want to spoil too much about it. But in terms of the series, the main protagonist, the heroine, is the Grim Reaper. So she gets to obviously see dead people, same like Odd Thomas. And in a sense, it relates to it just because her uncle is a detective and she helps the uncle work cases, usually to try to find the bad guys, because she sees the ghosts of whoever the victim was, and she's able to speak to them because basically they have to go through her so that they can move on. So I really like that series. I feel like it's really good at doing humor. And
I disagree.
It's really hysterical, and the hero of the story is really, really good.
No, I found that I've only read the book one, and I was just so relieved to get away from Charlie that I haven't read any of the others. Like, I just, she was, yeah, I just didn't like it. It's just so, like, self-aware of the humour that it just, it was too much. It was trying too hard for me. I didn't like it.
Complete opposite for me. I love the humour.
Yeah, I know. I am very much in the minority of disliking this series. I mean, I didn't hate it. I think I gave it, like, 2.5, 3 stars, but I just can't bear the thought of going back into Charlie Davidson's head again. It's just, like, I just wanted to stab her in the eye. I just didn't like her. I found it so irritating. Yeah, apart from that.
So funny.
So, as I said, our quest for a book that all of us like
continues.
We'll have to continue. So I did try by picking something completely different, but that backfired a little bit. But, you know, there was no hate. You didn't, like, hate it. So I forgot to ask, what did you rate it?
I rated it 3 stars.
Ugh. Mm. I rated it 4. Because it was slow. Yeah. I would have preferred it to be I do like the, like, meandering pace. But, like, it did need to speed up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 4 stars. We're still on our quest. So my aim is that each of us will at least rate the book. Not, it doesn't have to be 5 stars, but, like, 4 stars. All of us want to rate it at least for, like, 4 stars.
We'll see.
It will happen. It will happen, maybe.
We'll keep trying.
Yeah, but not reread books, so not the Night Huntress books, because we're all, like, I feel like we are all fairly on the level with those. Mm-hmm. It's the other books that we need to find.
Oh my god.
So next week we will be continuing our reread of the Night Huntress series, and we're moving away from Vlad, and we will be reading Up from the Grave, which is book 11, like, overall. So we're reading this in the order that, I think, it's not that they were, it is in the order they release, right? But
I think it is.
Like the timeline of the actual story as well.
Yeah.
So we will be reading that. So, and if you want to read along with us, the next like book apart outside of the Night Huntress series is going to be Serpent and Dove by Shelby Mahurin. So that's actually Stephanie's book. So Stephanie will pitch that to us next week. But thank you for listening, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And of course, rate the podcast. 5 stars only, please. write a nice review as well if you have time. We would really appreciate that. You can find details about The Fangover on thefangover.com or follow us on Instagram at Fangover. Is it at The Fangover, isn't it?
At The Fangover, yes.
At The Fangover, yeah. I should know this. Or there's a Facebook group as well that you can join. And you can find me in the wild at Suzanne_UTC.
And you can find me in the wild on Insta at UTCBookBlog and UndertheCoversBookBlog.com.
So guys, thanks for listening and we will see you in the next episode.